casque bleu. So he must, so he stands up from within outlandish leaves, casts away the rifle, tries on a smile he's never felt his face make before, and as they approach, gazes down the valley of the unpronounceable river, whose stony shallows, when he'd scrambled to this refuge, had quietly bickered in the dark, and now glitter furiously just above the shoulder of his captor, above the vicious muzzle of his gesticulating gun. Sudden cloud-crossed memories, his daughter's sharp voice, starlings routed from an oak. How warm the blue helmet feels under his fingers as he stumbles down this slope, dislodging historical stones upright in a posture of excellent repose.